live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5 o'clock. This is the evening news on Highland Radio with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, a Donegal GP says he has reservations about whether new COVID restrictions will have the desired effect. That feeling being echoed by a number of ministers, but not in public. We'll have a special report on that. Also in this bulletin, the annual public switch on of the Christmas lights in Letterkenny on Friday has been cancelled. We'll hear from the Chamber's CEO. A Fine Gael councillor and publican says the time from now to Christmas is crucial for the hospitality sector. And later, over 200,000 tonnes of salt are ordered to help grit roads over the winter period. Later in the bulletin, Oisin is here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. First, this evening, there has been a 220% increase in the number of hospital outbreaks of COVID-19 reported in the past week. The latest HPSC cluster report shows a total of 151 new outbreaks reported in the week until Saturday. 29 of those were in hospitals, compared to 9 the previous week. There were 16 outbreaks in schools. The figures show a 75% drop in the number of outbreaks in workplaces. Northern Ireland has today recorded its highest number of COVID-19 cases in nearly 3 months. 1,848 new infections confirmed this afternoon, the largest one-day total since August 27th. 12 new COVID-related deaths have also been confirmed. 427 COVID patients in hospitals north of the border, 33 of them in intensive care. And this afternoon, the Stormont executive agreed vaccine passports will be introduced in Northern Ireland. It's understood the DUP voted against the move, but the other four parties backed it. The DUP did not deploy a cross-community voting mechanism to block the introduction of vaccine certification. The North South Minister, Robin Swan, wants to see enforceable COVID certs in operation across a range of hospitality settings from the 13th of December. Well, the Chief Medical Officer has said cancelling workplace Christmas parties would be a responsible decision for firms to make. Dr. Tony Houlihan says the same applies to people planning to socialise in the run-up to Christmas. Speaking on National Radio earlier, he said authorities are trying to prevent 200,000 people, or even potentially double that figure, catching COVID in the month of December. Representatives of the hospitality sector have told government officials they fear another lockdown may be on the cards. They also said strong support for their businesses must remain in the wake of news of a new curfew on the hospitality sector. Officials are said to have reassured them the country is not looking at another lockdown, but sources said the industry feels the meeting may have been a box-ticking exercise. That comes as a Donegal GP said today he has reservations as to whether the new COVID restrictions will have the desired effect. That curfew for the hospitality sector is being introduced from tomorrow, along with changes to self-isolation rules for households. Ministers have been given a stark warning about the potential impact of COVID on hospitals and ICU admissions in the coming weeks. Local GP Dr. Kieran O'Farrell says the booster programme must be rolled out quickly to reduce pressure on the hospital system as much as possible.
It is going to have a big effect on society. You know, up until now, if you were fully vaccinated, you were a close contact, you got on with life and you could go to work. Now, all of a sudden, if we're talking about 5,000 cases a day, that's a lot of household contacts that are going to have to restrict their movements. So what the HSE has said is that they'll post you out a kit of 5 antigen tests, that you do the first test on the day you get the tests, you do the second test 2 days after that, and that you do a third test 2 days after that. So first of all, you need a good postal system and quick contact tracing to get them out to you quickly. And I'm not totally confident that that's going to happen as quick as people say. So 5 days is possibly going to turn into 7 or 8 days. And then, as you said, there, it depends on people using the antigen tests and doing them well. My concern about it probably would be in terms of the healthcare system and the workforce. You know, if you've got most healthcare workers with vaccines and boosters, and now you're going to ask them to restrict their movements for at least 5 days if there's a household close contact, that's going to have a significant knock-on effect. I think the booster program needs to get going really quickly. This thing about household contacts having to restrict their movements, and I suppose the other changes about midnight, it's all about reducing social contacts, I suppose, keeping people at home a bit more, trying to stop spread, and whether it's going to have the desired effect or not, I'm not so sure.
Well, a number of ministers are echoing Dr. O'Farrell's fears, but not in public, as political correspondent Sean Defoe now reports.
Privately, there's little confidence among the cabinet that what was announced yesterday will be enough to stem the spread of COVID, meaning more restrictions could be on the cards in the coming weeks. In the Dáil, the debates turned political, Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald calling for the full pandemic unemployment payment to be restored and reopened for the hospitality sector, while Labour's Alan Kelly insisted the Taoiseach told him yesterday that teachers would be exempt from new rules around restrictions for household close contact.
If you want to call me a liar, call me a liar.
The Taoiseach did all but that.
You learn something new every day. And I learned something about you yesterday that I will not forget.
Micheál Martin denies he ever said that and says teachers will be bound by the new rules. And as COVID cases continue to increase, so too does the political tension.
Well, the annual public switch-on of the Christmas lights in Letterkenny, which was to have taken place on Friday, has been cancelled. On today's 9 till noon show, Chamber CEO Tony Forrester said, while they are deeply disappointed, Chamber has chosen to err on the side of caution.
It was a big event in Letterkenny. You know, we would have had over 1,000 people at it in a normal year. And we had planned extra music this year and different things and a road closure and everything. But we just, the numbers are very high. The government are giving out, obviously. It's not their fault, but they're giving out signs of please don't socialise too much. So we felt it was just to protect our families, to be able for them to feel safe. Christmas as well. We're erring inside of caution. Nobody has told us we can't do this, you know, but we're just erring inside of caution at this stage. And I suppose we were, you know, our messages are all going to be wear a mask, you know, keep your distance. But it's very hard when children are out and, you know, Santa's coming down the street. They get very excited. So we're really, really, you know, disappointed that we've had to do this. We just feel it's the right thing at this stage.
Tony Forrester there speaking to Greg Hughes. Well, a Fine Gael councillor and local publican says the period from now to Christmas will be crucial for the hospitality sector. Businesses rely heavily on revenue brought in over the coming weeks, which will see them through to the new year. There are fears the new restrictions will result in closures and job losses. The treasurer of the Donegal branch of the Vintners Federation of Ireland, Councillor Martin Harley, has also acknowledged that the government had difficult decisions to make. But he says the sector is now set to suffer.
The next 4 or 5 weeks are the biggest period of the year for the hospitality industry. What the revenue they bring in that time of the year probably pays their bills and keeps them going during the first couple of months of January, February next year. So this is so important. It's so important. The music industry there, you talk music industry as well, they are being hit hard because even the licensed premises that are open have not gone back doing music to the same capacity they were doing. So there's not the same amount of gigs that are going on. So there's a lot of musicians losing out there as well. It's with the case numbers rising and up on 5,000 there a day, it is very difficult. And it's not an easy decision to make. We look at our ICU numbers, and that is the worrying point there. It's on over the 100 now.
And that was Councillor Martin Harley. Other news, and over 200,000 tonnes of salt have been ordered to help grit roads during any extreme weather this winter. It's part of the government's Be Winter Ready campaign, which is also highlighting the importance of farm safety. Junior Transport Minister Hildegard Nocton says resources are in place to ensure that roads stay open in the months ahead.
For this coming winter, I'm pleased to report that there are 206,000 tonnes of salt available, supported by an extensive winter fleet of snow ploughs and salt spreaders. Arrangements are also in place to acquire additional salt stocks in case more is needed.
It's emerged that the collection of plastic packaging from shops has suddenly stopped in the twin towns of Ballybofey and Stranorter. The issue is causing a significant build-up in various business premises, which in turn is taking up space in storage areas. Local councillor Patrick McGowan says this was a vital service and its absence must be addressed.
It was brought to my attention very recently that plastic packaging has no longer been collected by contractors at shops, particularly in around the Ballybofey and East Donegal area. I contacted the kind of council environment section recently and they weren't aware of this, and we're just obviously trying to find out how widespread is it. Is it just East Donegal? Is it just Ballybofey, or is it countywide? It would be helpful if shops contacted Matthew Byrne in the environment section and the county council. It's just to try and find out, because As we know, when it came to households, the government recently got deals done that people now can increase the amount of types of plastic they can blend for the recycling bins, that includes now soft plastics and that. But it's ironic, just at the same time, collections seem to be stopping at the collecting of these plastics at shops. Now, shops would go through an awful amount of plastic wrapping and packaging and then soft plastics, and a lot of people take the plastic off when they're buying purchases in the shops, which they're entitled to do, and they leave it there. So shops generally then would either have some kind of a dealer, they'll put it all together and they'll have big bundles of plastic there waiting to be collected. But then more recently, with the last couple of months, the service has stopped. They are anxious to try and get some kind of service, and it's obviously it's a big, big issue for Donegal County Council Environment Section.
Councillor Patrick McGowan. There were 61 patients waiting beds at Letterkenny University Hospital this morning, 24 of them on emergency department trolleys. It was the second most overcrowded hospital in the country this morning. 23 patients without beds in Sligo. That gave a Northwest cumulative total of 84, 14 more than today's largest figure recorded in Limerick. It's estimated up to 4,614 young people in Donegal are not on the electoral register. The National Youth Council of Ireland is urging young people to make sure they've registered to vote before the deadline on Thursday, November 25th. The Youth Council is advising young people not to wait until an election or referendum is called before they register. Over 126,344 young people have become eligible to vote in the 2 years since the 2020 general election. Foyle MP and SDLP leader Colm Eastwood says he's pressed the British government on the need for Northern Ireland to retain the economic benefits provided by the protocol. Mr. Eastwood was speaking after an SDLP delegation held a virtual meeting with Brexit Minister David Frost earlier today. Earlier, Lord Frost warned that triggering Article 16 of the protocol remains a very real option. Speaking afterwards to BBC Radio Ulster, he said that while gaps remain, a deal is still possible.
We are in a situation where the EU have made some proposals. At the moment, without going into detail, I'm not sure they would solve these problems of checks and processes for goods moving into Northern Ireland. But we keep talking and we're seeing if we can move this forward in a way that does produce consensus.
Returning to the COVID situation before we go for a break, and the Chief Medical Officer is warning as many as 400,000 people could be infected by COVID-19 in December if action isn't taken. That would mean a daily case number of 13,000. Dr. Tony Houlihan says now is not the best time to be organising workplace Christmas parties, and he says the public should review any socialisation plans they have in the coming weeks. Dr. Houlihan says there would be a huge pressure on the hospital system if cases continue to rise at their current rate.
We think that in the best case scenario, in terms of the models as things stand, perhaps about 200,000 people will pick up this infection during the month of December. And if things don't turn around, that could be as high as 400,000. And if we had 200,000 people being infected over the course of the month of December, that could put 4,000 of those people in hospital at Christmas time.
Highland Sport is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure, Letterkenny. Get the Donegal GAA supporters gift box now at michaelmurphysports.ie.
16 minutes past five. Good evening, Oisin Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We're going to start with horse racing. Luke McAteer was back in the winner's enclosure this afternoon on the all-weather track at Dundalk. The Donegal jockey won on the 3-1 favourite Tamarid for trainer James McCauley. The one was the 24th of the year for Luke and his second this month. In rugby, Jameson Gibson-Park has been ruled out of Ireland's clash with Argentina on Sunday. The scrum half has a thigh injury. Andy Farrell has drafted in Leinster's Luke McGrath as cover for Gibson-Park. James Ryan has set to captain the side with Johnny Sexton also absent through injury. The Central Council of the GAA will decide this weekend whether to bring back pre-season inter-county competitions for 2022. It had been expected that the various competitions, like the McKenna Cup, would be scrapped in line with the revision of the fixtures calendar. But it's now believed that some counties have expressed an interest in them continuing. Donegal GAA have said that a set of Alliance National League fixtures circulating across social media are not accurate and don't reflect the provisional fixture schedule which Croke Park will be issuing to county boards in the coming days. They added that no county has yet received the provisional list. On the darts front, Nathan Rafferty is among those in action at the Grand Slam of Darts this evening. The Tyrone man faces a last 16 clash against world number 8 Johnny Clayton in Wolverhampton. The 21-year-old is making his debut at the event. In golf, the new St Patrick's Links at Rosapenna Resort in Donegal has broken into the world's top 100 courses at number 55 on the golf magazine list. John Casey from Rosapenna is delighted that the spectacular new course now joins Royal County Down, the Loose Links at Royal Portrush, Ballybunion, Old Course at Lahinch and Portmarnock on that exclusive list.
Yeah, so everybody's absolutely delighted with the ranking of number 55 in the world by the golf magazine, golf.com rankings panel. They're obviously the preeminent ranking in the world of golf, and to come in so high, number 55 on the year that the golf course opened, is really just a dream come true. Obviously, having the opportunity to work with Tom Doak, who's built some of the world's best golf courses from the Oregon coast in the USA to places like Tasmania, has been fantastic. And to be able to bring him to Ireland, to a piece of property so close to everything else here in Rosapenna, has been just simply fantastic. And to see the golf course that he's been able to deliver and build in Linksland and Donegal is going to have a huge impact on golf tourism and tourism in general in this part of the country. So we're absolutely ecstatic with the news.
On the international front in golf, Colin Morikawa has been handed honorary life membership of the European Tour. The American received the accolade in recognition of his triumph at the Open Championship in July. Morikawa leads the Race to Dubai standings ahead of this week's season-ending DP World Tour Championship. And finally, on the colleges front, there's just one game this evening for an LYIT side. That's the Ladies Gaelic Footballers are in action against University College Dublin, and that one is taking place at 7 o'clock in Emmyvale. Tonight's match between the LYIT and IT Sligo, which is scheduled for Convoy, has been cancelled, and the men's basketball match against Griffith College has also been cancelled at the LYIT and Danlon Centre. And that's your Sport Donal. We'll be back with more tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you, Washing. Letterkenny Institute of Technology will host Ireland's first ever alcohol hangover research seminar on this Friday. The seminar will include talks from a host of international experts. It'll explore the behavioural and psychological effects of alcohol-related hangovers. In addition, a number of engagements regarding future research collaborations between LYIT researchers and visiting researchers will take place prior to the seminar. Dr. Lydia Deveney is a postdoctoral researcher at the LYIT. She's hosting the event, and earlier today she spoke to Greg Hughes.
I suppose what's more difficult to calculate is the cost of presenteeism. So it's likely that loss of productivity, lateness, accidents and poorly executed tasks at work due to a hangover are a considerable expense to our economy. But also in terms of health and safety, I mean, the risks are substantial and far-reaching. I mean, during a hangover, we can legally carry out daily activities such as driving a car or engaging in high-demand cognitive tasks, which can really put ourselves in serious danger. But I suppose what's even more worrying from our perspective are the consequential delayed or impaired cognitive responses following a night's drinking for those in, I suppose, safety critical or cognitively demanding occupations. So for, say, pilots flying planes, surgeons carrying out operations, and those operating heavy machineries, I mean, the consequences can really be fatal. But we found in our research on cognitive performance after a night's drinking, so whenever we look at attention and memory, perception, things like that, and our emotions, that it's not a blanket effect. So it's not that everything is impaired after a night's drinking. It's, you know, it impacts our processes incongruously, so differently. So, you know, it's not a matter of everything is impaired, and it's about picking through that to identify, you know, what is impaired, what is affected, and then how we can set about getting regulations and, I suppose, guidelines around sort of avoiding that. I don't think hangovers are going to go away tomorrow. So it's a matter of, I suppose, just putting regulations in place to keep us safe.
Lydia Deveney there, speaking to Greg Hughes on the 9 till noon show about some of the issues that will be discussed at the Hangover Research Seminar that takes place this coming Friday at LYIT. There is further pressure on banks to contribute to a 100% micro-redress scheme. Donegal Deputy Patrick McLaughlin called on the Finance Minister during a Finance Committee meeting to request that the banking, construction and insurance sectors all make a contribution to the scheme. He said a number of measures should be included in the revised scheme, including a state guarantee and for the Housing Association to have a role. Deputy McLaughlin is fearful that history will repeat itself.
Why should the banks contribute? Because Right now, all that those are worth in most instances is site value. They still have mortgage holders, these banks, and the state rightly is proposing to restore those properties to full market value. That's a huge boon for the banking sector. It's still apparent that you haven't engaged with the banking sector. The state must ensure 100% redress. My fear right now, Minister, is that senior officials in your department and the Department of Public Expenditure are going to make the same massive mistakes as we've made a few years ago.
And returning to a story we heard earlier, the Stormont executive has agreed that vaccine passports will be introduced north of the border. The DUP voted against the move. The other four parties backed it. The measure is set to be in place across the hospitality sector in Northern Ireland by mid-December. The SDLP deputy leader and infrastructure minister, Nicola Mallon, says this should have been in place some time ago.
The SDLP proposed this at the executive 2 months ago. We believe that that was the right point to take the decision, and that was giving us the best chance of minimising the risk of having to impose further restrictions in the mouth of Christmas. But finally, the decision has been taken today. But serious questions need to be asked of the DUP who voted against this.
Well, the forecast, it'll stay mostly cloudy for the rest of the evening with some patchy light rain or drizzle, mainly in western parts. Southwest winds generally moderate, but fresh to strong at times in coastal areas. Tonight, cloudy and rather mild with further patchy outbreaks of rain and drizzle. Some mist and fog patches developing as the night progresses. Lowest overnight temperatures 8 or 9 degrees Celsius in moderate to fresh southwest winds. Tomorrow Thursday will be mostly cloudy. A good deal of dry weather around with just some patches of light rain or drizzle mainly in the morning. Staying mild with highest temperatures of 12 to 14 degrees Celsius on Thursday in moderate to fresh southwest winds. Main stories in brief. There has been a 220% increase in the number of hospital COVID-19 outbreaks reported in the past week. There were 16 outbreaks in schools. Northern Ireland has recorded its highest number of COVID-19 cases in nearly 3 months, 1,848 new infections confirmed on the afternoon that the Stormont executive confirmed that vaccine passports will be introduced next month. The chief medical officer says cancelling workplace Christmas parties would be a responsible decision. Tony Houlihan said this evening that the best case scenario is there'll be 200,000 COVID-19 cases in December. The figure, he said, could be double that. And representatives of the hospitality sector have told government officials they fear another lockdown is on the cards. Well, we're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Until then, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 17th of November. The death has taken place of Mary Curran, née Spence, Clondavadog, Church Hill. Removal from Eternal Light Chapel of Rest, Mountain Top, Letterkenny, tomorrow evening at 6 o'clock, arriving at St. Columbkill's Church, Glendone, for 6:45 to repose overnight. Funeral Mass at 11 on Friday morning, followed by burial in Garden Cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed on churchservices.tv. The death has occurred of James Armstrong, formerly of Creggan, Ballybuffet. His remains are reposing at McCool's Chapel of Rest, Ballybuffet, with visiting for family, neighbours and close friends today and tomorrow from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Funeral from there on Friday afternoon at 1:30 for service of thanksgiving in Stranorer Parish Church at 2 o'clock, followed by interment in the adjoining churchyard. Funeral service of thanksgiving will be streamed live via the parish Facebook page. Donations in lieu of flowers, if desired, to Medical 4 Ward, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member. The death has occurred of Anne Doyle, née Gill, The Rock Road, Trim, County Meath, formerly of Coventry and Gortfad, Clonmany. Her remains will repose at her daughter Elaine and Noel's home at The Rock Road, Trim, County Meath, tomorrow evening from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral Mass in the Church of Our Lady of Lourdes, Dangan, Summerhill, County Meath, on Friday afternoon at 12:30, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Funeral Mass can be viewed live on churchmedia.tv. And the death has occurred of Raymond Midlin, Doon, Termon, formerly of Claggan, Church Hill. His remains will repose at his late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. funeral service in Trenta Presbyterian Church on Friday at 2, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. Family time from 10 p.m. to 10 a.m. Family flowers only, please. Donations, if desired, to the Donegal Hospice. Service can be viewed on the Trenta Presbyterian Church Facebook page.